You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. And here with me in the studio is Nico Sanguinetti, City Museum Curator. Welcome.
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming over. About this time each month, you pay us a visit and let us know what you've got going on at the City Museum. And I know First Friday is this Friday, and you usually do some events for that. So let's hear all about it.
Perfect. So as most people know, the summer is sort of winding down, but we still have things happening at the City Museum. This first Friday, so this coming Friday, September 6th at 4 o'clock, we're going to be offering guided tours of the Capitol, mostly focusing on the art within the Capitol. Not everyone knows that they have quite the extensive art collection all displayed on their walls, from famous Sidney Lawrence's to Urbonet's, Byron Birdsall, whole lot of absolutely fabulous art. So these tours are going to be led by three of our museum volunteers, and really going to look more at the art versus the history of the Capitol, which is usually covered in our regular daily tours of the Capitol.
That sounds really interesting. And that artwork inside that building is surprisingly beautiful, and there's so much of it.
It really is. And I think a lot of people, when you come to the Capitol and take one of our tours, while our guides do talk a little bit about the art that's hanging on the walls, it's not always the main focus.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people are surprised to find out who the famous artists are on the walls and their original paintings, which is also a huge thing to have just on display.
Definitely. Well, that's great. I'm glad you're doing that. That'll be a real treat for folks to take you up on those tours.
It'll be fun. Yep. If anyone's interested, we'll be having the guides will meet people at the Seward Street entrance. And if there's nobody there right when you walk in, our tour guides are probably spread throughout the building. So just have a wander till you find somebody.
Good. I'm glad you mentioned that. Those are very good instructions.
Just in case, it's on a slightly informal basis, but there'll be people around.
Understood. And then it looks like September 1st coming up is Museum Day. What is Museum Day?
Sure. So it's actually the 21st, and we're basically celebrating the Smithsonian's National Museum Day. There are so many museum days around the world, and the Smithsonian has this particular day, and they're focusing on the year of music. So we're working, not necessarily in collaboration with the State Museum, but they're also celebrating this as well. And it will be the museum will be open to the public free of charge all day, and we plan on having local musicians playing different sets throughout the day within the building. So if you are a local musician and are interested in playing, please give us a call at the City Museum. We'd love to have you. And we're working on different types of musicians, different types of music, and how it can really tie into our collections and just really life in Juneau, because that's the main focus of our museum.
That's delightful.
Yeah, we hope so. We like switching it up a little bit. And I know sometimes museums can be thought of as very stuffy and boring and just full of words. So we'd like to challenge that concept by playing some music, getting you in, get a conversation going.
Oh, the City Museum is great at being innovative. I like all the things that you've been doing this last couple of years. It's brought me in more than once. So,
oh, that's fantastic to hear.
Yeah.
We love hearing that. We have a fairly new team, and we're just all really excited to be there and do some things that are a little bit different, work a little bit closer with the community.
Fresh energy.
Yeah.
Well, I understand your hours of operation are going to transition a little as we move it out of summer into fall. Do you want to just let people know what those are going to be?
Sure. So basically the last week of September, we're going to be switching to our winter hours. So that's we'll be open from 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday. We will have one more day of full length hours from 9 to 6 on the 30th, which is a Monday. But if you're thinking about coming and visiting, just keep the hours 10 to 4 in mind from the end of September on.
Great. And then for the rest of this, I guess we call it the season, you'll still be doing downtown walking tours and Capitol tours until the end of September?
That's correct. So all of our specialty tours are unfortunately over for the summer. We did have a lot of fun doing those, but we are still offering walking tours, which cover the history of downtown, as well as our Capitol tours on a daily basis. So if you do still have friends or family visiting, we're still here and would love to show you around.
That's great. And then there's still the legacy exhibit and what we do in the winter are continuing at the City Museum.
That's correct. So those are still going to be up. So if you haven't had a chance to take a look at our Rhythm of Winter, which talks a lot about what life is like here in Juneau during the wintertime, which is very different than what most of the visitors see it as, or even imagine it to be, or Legacy, which is Christian Carrillo's art dealing with the impact of plastics on marine life. That's also still on display. And we do actually have a new display that's going to be going up at the Valley Library for in time for the NEA Big Read next month.
Excellent.
Yeah, so we're working with the library to do a supportive exhibit, really, on the NEA Big Read, which is going to be in the heart of the sea.
Yeah.
So we're going to be looking a little bit at the whaling industry in Alaska. And actually, what was really fascinating to me is I imagined and I thought that whaling only happened really in the far north, but there actually was whaling activity here in southeast Alaska.
Really?
Yeah. So a little bit exciting to learn something new and to be able to share that a little bit more and actually really tie closely into the book about whaling.
Yeah, I'm excited for the big read. I loved all the everything that went into Station 11 when that was the big read and how all the museums and everybody got into it. And there's like talks and everything, you know, centered around it. So looking forward to doing that again with the new book.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. I know that there's going to be some talks going on at the museum. They're not quite ready to go yet. The exhibit will be in a little bit earlier, so it should be in the next couple of weeks. And then the talks and everything will be announced probably on, I would assume, next month's segment.
Yes, I would assume so, too. Well, that's really exciting. And I'm looking forward to that. So City Museum has an excellent website, a nice page on the CBJ website. You can just Google them, and you can get a hold of them by phone, 586-3572, or by email. Nico, is there anything else you want to add about what's happening for the month of September?
Really, we're still here and having a lot of fun. So keep an eye on our website, our Facebook page as well. So we always have new and exciting things happening that we're not always able to share right in the nick of time. But we do always welcome guests and family members, and just come by, take a look, and see what's going on.
Well, thanks for stopping by, and I look forward to visiting with you again next month.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.